12-year-old Michael Oladimeji fled with his family from Nigeria's Borno State 2 years ago to escape Boko Haram terrorist attacks. He is one of 1.8 million displaced in Nigeria, most of them children living in camps with an uncertain future. But Oladimeji is one of 100 lucky students between the ages of 7 and 17 learning computer coding and animation at a mobile laboratory.
They came, we have experience of making Scratch, make cartoons with Scratch, make them talk in our voice or write a letter so that it can speak with the letter and it shows beside the head.
Nigeria's Civic Innovation Center, a technology hub, runs the program which aims to help children from a school for the displaced. Facilitator Ango Kingsley says it is making an impact on the kids.
From where they came from, they have little knowledge about computers and education generally. So what we're trying to do is to improve on what they already have, the knowledge they have, and build on it.
While only 100 or so displaced kids have benefited so far, the project hopes to expand if they can get funding.
We only have few tablets and few computers, so we've been having difficulties in the areas of giving assignments. Because when we leave, we have to take the equipment. Although the truck is there, they have access to the lab, but they don't really have access to the gadgets.
But for conflict-displaced students like Oladimeji, the chance to learn computer coding could be a game-changer. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja.
This is actually a laptop, but we have different types of computers, which I'm going to talk about.